أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعمل سوء يجز به صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله yesterday we discussed Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما's quotation. He mentioned إن للحسنة نورا في القلوب وزينا في الوجه وقوة في البدن وسعة في الرزق وَمَحَبَّةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْخَلْقِ. And we expounded about the fact that when a person does good deeds, then the nur that he has accumulated, it causes nur to come into his heart, nur on his face, he gains physical strength, and Allah gives him abundant rizq, rozi, and Allah puts his love in the hearts of people. Contrary to that, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, "Inna li sayyi'ati dhulmatan fil qalb, wa shaynan fil wajh, wa dhiqan fil rizq." Wa wahnan fil badan, wa bughdan fi qulubil khalq. That when a person indulges in sayyi'at, in evil, in bad deeds, then he gets darkness in his heart. Darkness appears on his face. Body becomes weak. His rosy becomes tight and difficult for him. And people begin to hate and dislike such a person. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءَ يُجْزَبِ Allah Ta'ala says, whoever does evil, he will be recompensed, he will be punished for the sin that he does. And therefore, we have to continuously make sincere tawbah, istighfar, and change our bad deeds or bad habits into good habits. We have to refrain from all sayyi'at, because sayyi'at is something very, very serious. Sayyi'at, dhunub, atham, ma'asi, these are all the words for sins. So I mentioned yesterday that inshallah we'll just discuss, of course yesterday's bayan was to give hope, and today not to frighten us, but to make us aware that we have to refrain from all sins. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Allah wants us to do good deeds and refrain from sins. That is what Allah Ta'ala is asking us to do. And when we make a mistake, then Allah is prepared to forgive us. So some ulama have gathered a number of uqubat, consequences of sins. One of the consequences of sins is hirmanul ilm. Allah Ta'ala deprives the person who sins, he's a persistent sinner, he doesn't make tawbah istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives him of knowledge. He doesn't gain knowledge. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi complained to his ustad Waqi' rahmatullahi alayhi, shakawtu ila Waqi' ustadi an su'i hifzi. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi was a giant. His memory was phenomenal. One occasion, he complained to his ustad that my memory is not that strong. So Waqi rahmatullahi alayhi advised him, and actually the advice is for all of us, students of deen, ulama, and all of us, that فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِ. He said, my ustad Waqi rahmatullahi alayhi advised me to refrain from all type of sins. And he said, فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُؤْتَى لِعَاصِي. Because ilm is nur, it is light. Quran, hadith, this is light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this light is not given to a sinner. Therefore, a person who wants this knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times a person is battling to do his hifzul Quran. So amongst the reasons, one is a person naturally weak, he's struggling. But one reason possibly is the person may be indulging in some type of sin, and he has to make sincere tawbah from that. And once he makes sincere tawbah from the sin, then Allah Ta'ala gives him a strong memory. Then the ulama have mentioned the second consequence of sins is hirmanu rizq. A person's sustenance becomes difficult for him. He's deprived of rozi. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned by Thawban radiallahu ta'ala, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقَ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ وَبِذَنْبٍ يُصِيبُهُ. that a person, because of sin, a sin that he is perpetrating, Allah deprives him of halal rozi. Allah does not give him rizq. Allah takes that rozi away from him. So, hirmanul ilm, hirmanul rizq. Allah Ta'ala deprives him of knowledge. Allah deprives him of rizq, of sustenance. Then very frightening is, Allah causes an estrangement between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is wahsha. Wahsha means, the person finds himself not at peace and comfort. Something that causes some fear in his heart, or very alien, they're very distant. So Allah keeps it distant from him and this person. He finds himself very, very estranged, doesn't feel comfortable between him and Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because now he's sinning, he's disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's continuing sinning, he's persisting in sin. So he does not experience the ladhat, the enjoyment of the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's kept away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very serious thing. Even though he may have all the pleasures in this world, the ladhat of this dunya, but that will never be able to cover up for the wahshat that he is experiencing. May Allah ta'ala save us. May Allah give us Allah ta'ala's qurb. And yesterday we did, when a person gains the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives him so many blessings, not only in this world, but even in the akhirat. Then also he'll find himself finding this wahshat, not only between him and Allah Rabbul Izzat, but between him and people. And which type of people? Ahlul Khair, the ulama, the pious servants, the muttaqeen, the mu'mineen. He will find himself experiencing some estrangement when he is in their company. And therefore he will abandon their company. He'll stay far away from good people. He'll find it very difficult to sit in a gathering of deen. He'll find it very difficult to sit where some tafsir is taking place, or hadith lesson, or some wa'az, nasihat. Why? Because he's not comfortable with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his sins. And that's why we mentioned yesterday, such a person then becomes Hizbu Shaitan. He becomes a member of the party of Shaitan. But the friend of Allah, he is Hizbullah. He is from the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as I mentioned, this wahshat he feels, he also experiences darkness in his heart. Dhulumat. And this darkness is like how we have a dark night. This darkness envelops his heart. Because good deeds creates nur in the heart. And darkness and sins will cause darkness in the heart. There's a long hadith where a person who is faced with various type of challenges and fitan, and he falls prey to these trials and tribulations, and he errs, he slips, he blunders, and he falls into the abyss of sins. So he keeps on committing sins. When this happens, his heart accepts all the evil environment, the evil doings, the vice, the evil. When this happens, his heart develops a black dot. And this black dot increases, it grows bigger and bigger and bigger. If such a person had to reject that vice, he had to discard that evil, if he refrained from it, if he kept away from it, then a white dot would have appeared. Then his heart would have been white and shining. But because his heart accepted this evil practice, the vice, then his heart becomes dark. Also we mentioned that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that it causes actual weakness in his body. Now somebody might not understand this. The man is going to the gym, he's doing physical training. He walks every morning, he jogs every morning, he's very conscious about his diet and his physique. But the ulama have mentioned that because of sins, sins affect the heart. And when the heart is affected, the spiritual heart is affected, it also has an effect on the physical body. The spiritual heart, when it's affected, it has an effect on the spirit, on the physical body. And that's why we will find that despite the person being so fit, let's be honest, A person who is a sinner, if fasiq, fajir, Allah protect us, at the time of fajr, is unable to even lift the blanket over him, from him. He's got all the strength, but because his heart has been damaged, his spiritual heart, that has an effect on his body, he becomes so helpless, he cannot even move the blanket and come for fajr salah. And this was the cause of the fall of the disbelievers in that era of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, when the Sahaba fought wars against them. Then the great empires like the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire, despite their might and all their strength, the Sahabi hardly even entered the palace. And already those people were shaking. When they heard the name of Umar, they were trembling. So all the physical fitness and strength was not. Why? Because that heart was not a receptive heart of Quran, Hadith, Iman. It was disbelief and kufr in that heart. Just like that, a person who sins and he does not make tawbah istighfar, he doesn't change his life, he doesn't have a penitent heart, he doesn't make tawbah, he doesn't make ruju' ila Allah, he continues such a life, what happens? That heart becomes damaged and it causes even weakness in the body. Such a person is then deprived of doing good deeds. Hirmanu ta'ah. He doesn't get the lazzat of any good deed that he may do. He will perhaps read his Jummah salah or Eid salah. He'll just read it as a custom, a ritual, but he won't be enjoying the salah. People have explained also that when a person does a sin, like having bad thoughts of another Muslim person, some of the mashayikh have mentioned, one person by the name of Makhul Rahmatullah, he says, one day I saw a man, Ra'itu Rajulan Yusalli. I saw him performing salah. It came into my heart that this guy is showing off. He's just doing out of show. He's reading this tahajjud salat or whatever, nafil, just to show people. He said, because of the wrong thought I had, that bad gumani I had, he says, the result of that was, I was prevented for one entire year from crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should make dua but no cry. Because I saw that man crying in his salah and I thought he's just showing off. And that is why we have to be very, very, very careful. We do not know who, what sincerity. People make silly remarks that those days people had sincerity, people don't have any sincerity today. Only Allah is a judge. And I mentioned to you so many times, don't look at the outward person, the outward person. Outwardly, he may not be pious again in our eyes. But we do not know what his taluk is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give him tawfiq of making his outward appearance correct, inshallah. But his heart may be absolutely clean and pure. He doesn't have a malice. You know, there was a great buzurg. It was tahajjud time. So he and his son, they were in the masjid, probably i'tikaf. So father and son, they made tahajjud salah. The rest of the people were sleeping. It happens sometimes, somebody is making i'tikaf, somebody is snoring, fast asleep. So the son remarked to the father, that Abi, look at these people. They're just fast asleep, they're not even reading tahajjud. The father reprimanded him. He said, it would have been better if you were also asleep. Now you did some good deed, but you washed it away because you thought bad of your Muslim brother. You do not know, perhaps he did his tahajjud and slept away. You must have been busy, you were not watching him all the time. And if he didn't read tahajjud, it wasn't fard. Perhaps he was not feeling well, he was tired. So this is something for all of us. Sometimes how often a person comes to the masjid. Probably in Ramadan, he wants to change his life, he comes. Who are we to ask him, "Bhai, what are you doing here? You here today?" This is a very dangerous statement. See what happens? A person is deprived for one whole year. And Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi, Sufyan Thawri was another giant. What a great alim. He said, I was deprived of tahajjud salat for 5 months because of a certain sin I did. So when a person commits a sin and then he perhaps forgot to make tawbah from that sin, because of that sin, he was deprived of some good deed. Then of course sins, as we said, it takes away the rosy of the person. It also takes away the barakah of the rosy, it takes away the barakah of the life of the person, the lifespan. There's no barakah in the lifespan. He may live for 60, 70 years, but there is no barakah in that number of years that he is living. So it removes the barakah of the life of the person, takes away the barakah of the rosy, takes away the barakah of the knowledge, takes away barakah of good deeds and ta'at and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takes away the barakah of amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَلُوَ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If only the people of the villages, that is around Makkah, if they embraced Iman and they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we would have opened barakats, blessings from the sky and the earth for them. We would have given them so much of rozi. But when we don't have the taqwa, then Allah deprives us of the barakat. It's a difference. You may outwardly be earning a lot of money and wealth. And this is something that we all become deceived with. You see, the man is so prosperous. He's opening more and more shops. But there is no barakah in his life. If he had barakah, then one shop would have sufficed for all his needs. Here, he wants more and more besides greed. He'll accumulate so much of wealth. He won't even enjoy that wealth. Sometimes some accident, some sickness, some problem. All his money just getting disappeared and wasted. So there's no barakah. Yet a person, a simple person, has qanaat, obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat. He might be just eating chutney roti, but he's content. Allah gives him such barakah. You'll find that Allah, through that little effort of his, whatever he's earning, that man goes for Umrah and Hajj. The man is so wealthy, hasn't even performed Hajj. And then the ulama and mashayikh have said that when a person commits sins, then one sin, when a person doesn't make tawbah, of course, then it draws another sin towards it. And more and more sins are drawn. Then it becomes very difficult for the person to keep away from sins. Because one sin attracts another sin. Exactly like how one good deed will pull another good deed towards it. One buzurg, he performed namaz. And the next namaz, when he came to the masjid, he told his friend, Alhamdulillah, Allah loves me. So he said, how can you claim that? He said, Allah loves me because I perform my asar salat. And then he gave me tawfiq of coming for maghrib salah. So it shows that Allah accepted that good deed of mine and therefore gave me tawfiq to come again. One good deed draws another good deed. And one evil deed will draw another evil deed. The Quran talks about kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun ran, which means like rust. Ulama have explained, what is ran? What is the rust of the heart? When we say the heart is corroded, has become rusty, means it is accumulating sins. How? One sin you committed, now it leads you to another sin. A person took drugs, for example, and then it made him drink wine, and then he made zina, and then he did so many other things. So one sin leads to so many other sins. Allah Ta'ala save us. Then it weakens the heart from intending any khair. The heart doesn't have any inclination to do any good. Because there's zulumat there, there's wahshat between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The spiritual heart is damaged, it has become weak. What the heart should aspire, the good things, the good deeds, now the heart will no longer aspire those things. He'll only desire ma'asiyah. His heart will only desire evil things. To such an extent that even the desire of tawbah will disappear from his heart. He won't even desire making tawbah. So his life will just continue in that manner. There's a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ghsilli min khatayaya bima'i thalji wal barad. Rasulullah was ma'asum, committed no sins. But he said, oh Allah, wash my sins, or cleanse me, purify me, wash me of my sins, take my sins out of me. Wash it with what? Bima'i thalji wal barad, with water of snow and hailstones. In other words, these things are absolutely cold. So what is the link between washing with such cold water, washing the heart? Because ulama say, sins, they create hararat in the body. Heat. Sins create heat in the heart. And therefore Rasulullah said, that Allah wash away the heat of my heart with bima'i thalji wal barad. Then the heart becomes dead. Because of sins. And one of the signs of a dead heart is that the person does not express any grief whatsoever if he was given an opportunity of doing some good deed and he missed the opportunity.
He had every chance of doing a good deed, but he missed that opportunity. It creates no grief to him. Unlike a person who is a friend of Allah, and his paband with his tahajjud salah, for example. One day, he overslept and he missed his tahajjud. The whole day he feels miserable. Or he reads Quran every day, and one particular day he suddenly had to go somewhere, so he missed his tilawat of the Quran. It creates pain in him. But the person who is a sinner, had a chance of doing some good deed, he missed that opportunity, it created no grief to him, no pain. And he doesn't leave out nadamat upon doing, he doesn't express any nadamat or regret upon committing any sin. So when he commits sins, then there's no nadamat. He sort of enjoys that type of life. He's happy, just very brazenly, openly, he doesn't care. You know, he doesn't feel ashamed and embarrassed. What a silly thing I did. How could I do such a wrong thing? So this is a sign of a dead heart. May Allah give us hearts that are alive and not hearts that are dead. And therefore Rasul mentioned that we should make dhikr in abundance, because dhikr will bring life to the heart. And then of course he doesn't treat these sins to be sins. He doesn't feel that the sin is ugly. It is morbid, it is filthy, it is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't regard it to be qabih and bad and evil. So he takes sins to be okay and good, and he's happy and comfortable with it. And therefore even in the month of Ramadan, very openly he'll say, you guys are fasting, but I'm not fasting. How often we see that, we hear that? Oh, that's for you people, not for us. We heard today in our talim, one of our brothers had gone somewhere, and he said, they went to visit a family, and so the son opened the door, and the Jamaat was asked to come inside. So the son very openly said, go meet my father and them. I'm not a Muslim. I don't believe in Allah. Muslim family, but he renounced Islam. He said, no, that's not for me. Go speak to my father. I'm not a believer. I'm not a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala save us. You see, when a person commits sin and he continues, his heart creates darkness, the spots go, it becomes rusted until it becomes dead, then the person won't regard wrong to be wrong. And therefore Rasul made a beautiful dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, wala make us see haqq to be haqq, warzuqna tiba'a, and give us the ability to follow haqq and good deeds, wa arina al-batila batila, wala make us see evil to be evil, warzuqna ijtinaba, wala give us the tawfiq of refraining from evil. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah mentioned, when the heart becomes inverted, naqsul qalb, the spiritual heart goes upside down, then he'll see haqq to be batil. And he'll see batil to be haqq. Bad things he'll regard to be good. And you didn't talk to him about salat, zakat, that's all heavy stuff, not for us. Ma'adallah. So this is all because of sins. So he will not regard evil to be evil. Then the person who continues committing sins, what happens? He treats sins, as I said, to be insignificant, very light. A mu'min, a believer, it comes in hadith, he regards sins to be like a mountain over his head. If somebody holds something, a very heavy object, takes a big desk and holding above your head, and in time it may fall, how careful, how cautious you are. Immediately you want to move away from there. So a believer treats sins as a mountain over his head. And a fasiq fajir treats it like a fly that settled on his nose. It's not bothered. He doesn't care. It doesn't make any difference to him. And then the effects of sins is not only on the person, but it affects the environment also. There was a janazah in the time of Rasulullah, when that went past. Nabi said, Mustarihun or Mustarahun min. That either this janazah, sahaba asked, what do you mean by that, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi Akrim said that this person who has passed away, either this person has got comfort now and peace from all the toils of dunya, the taklif of dunya, the pain, the suffering, the persecution, he went through great difficulties for the sake of Allah, now he's got rahat, he's in happiness. Or people have got rahat from such a person, an evil person, he was such an evil person, that because of him now, others suffered, the wife suffered, children suffered. Father was very cruel. He was a drunkard, comes home, makes a noise and he hurts everybody. He abuses the wife, the children. He's always demanding. creating problems in the business, everywhere he goes. So when he goes, what do we say? Good riddance. A shukr, he's gone. The animals, when there's drought, why there's drought? Because of the sins of man. They curse man. Because of you, we are being deprived of rain and water. So the surroundings also are affected because of our gunas. And then, of course, sins creates humiliation in the person. Dhillat. By committing sins, the person, he is humiliated. Allah does not give him izzat. Allah disgraces him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, rather than to make a dua, Allahumma as'idni bita'atik, wala tushqini bima'asiyatik. And we heard, Allahumma arhamni bitarkil ma'asi, wala tushqini bima'asiyatik. Allah have mercy upon me. Allahumma arhamni bitarkil ma'asi. How? By giving me the ability to stay away from sins. Have mercy on me, Allah, and help me not to commit sins. And Allah, don't make me miserable and wretched by disobeying you. Don't make me fall into some sin, that because of the sin now, oh Allah, I'll become wretched. Shaqawat. You know, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he used to make tawaf, then he used to read a dua. A very beautiful dua. Allahumma innaka in katabta alayya ma'ahni shaqawa. فَمْحُهَا أَنِّي وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِ السَّعَادَةِ فَإِنَّكَ تَمْحُو مَا تَشَأُ وَتُثْبِتُ. Various wordings have been mentioned. Basically what it means, oh Allah, if you have decreed or you've written for me shaqawat, misfortune, in other words, becoming a sinner and an evil person, and you have, if you have kept me with the evil ones, oh Allah, obliterate that, take it out from me, change it, make me amongst the sa'ada, the good people, the lucky ones, the fortunate ones, your friends. Why? Because you can wipe out and you can keep firm whatever you wish. فَإِنَّكَ تَمْحُوا مَا تَشَاءُ. Whatever you want to wash away, wipe out, obliterate, erase, you have the power. وَتُثْبِتْ. And if you feel like keeping something and fixing something else, you have the power. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, what du'as the Sahaba would make? These are du'as that we should be also making. Allah, don't make me amongst the unlucky ones, the misfortune, the unfortunate ones. Then ulama have mentioned that the person is deprived of the dua of the angels. Surah Ghafir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the beginning of Surah Ghafir, toward the end of the page, Allah talks about الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen very carefully. Those angels, mighty, powerful angels, who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those angels who are around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make the tasbih and the tahmid. They say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They glorify Allah, they praise Allah, and of course, وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, they believe in Allah. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And they actually make istighfar for the believers. Wallah, you forgive the believers. They make dua for us. What do they say? رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Wallah, your knowledge and your mercy encompasses everything. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Allah, those bandas of yours in the world, the believers, they are making tawbah, they're turning to you, they're crying, like how we're crying these nights. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. And they're trying, they're following your path. Wallah, you forgive them. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Wallah, save them from the fire of Jahannam. Who's making this dua for us? Angels. And they continue, رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ. Wallah, enter them into the gardens of eternity. الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. Which you have promised them. And not only them, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. And even those who are good amongst their progeny, their fathers, their wives, their progeny. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah, you are most powerful, most wise. And they continue the dua. It doesn't stop there. وَقِهِمْ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Ya Allah, protect them from evil. Allah, save them from committing sins. وَمَنْ تَقِي السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. Ya Allah, the person who you save from sins, then you have really showered your mercy upon that person. And the day of Qiyamah, he will see the benefits of that, the effects of that by refraining from sins in this world, you went through, oh, Mashayikh Hazrat Ali Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib Ramadullah, keep on mentioning in his bayans, his poetry, or Hazrat Marana also, that when a person is tempted, the temptation comes very, very strong. It's a lesson for young, old, everybody, men, women. You've got a chance to do something haram. Perhaps casting some lustful glance at some haram. But you do not do it because Allah has made it haram. So you refrain from casting lustful glances. You move your gaze away. So you will experience some type of gham and pain in your heart. Because it would have given you some type of pleasure, of course, a haram pleasure, which is temporary, but you did not do it, so you moved your gaze away. When you do that, that gham that you experience, that pain for the sake of Allah, Allah blesses you with the sweetness of iman then, in lieu of that. And you become closer to, that is taqwa, that is piety. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for my sake. For my sake, he's not doing a haram. He was tempted, he could have done it. For my sake. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the person who commits sins, ulama have mentioned that he's deprived of gaining great, great rewards of deeds. Hasan rahmatullah used to say that the same hadith that a person who does sin, then he mentioned an anecdote of his, that a person who commits sins, then he'll be made mahroom because of the sin, he'll be made mahroom of tahajjud salat. And tahajjud salat is so important. It is actually da'bu salihin. It is the practice of every pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may think tahajjud is not farz, so no, it may not be farz. But it's that time, in tonight's Tarawih, we already heard about the Hajj in Surah Muzzammil. It is a time when everything is quiet. Inna nashi'at al-layl, hiya ashaddu wat'a, wa aqwa muqila. There is a time when a person is talking to Allah, Allah's special mercy comes on that time. So when a person is involved in sins, then he is deprived of the Hajj Salat. And then ulama have mentioned that it weakens the journey of the heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Akhirat, and it causes a block, an impediment, an obstacle in reaching Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we have explained this in the other consequences. And then very importantly, Allah puts some fear in his heart. Because of sins, Allah puts khawf in his heart. So he may have a huge mansion that he's living in, he'll have all the security, but because he doesn't have ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll always remain in fear. May Allah save us from such fear. May Allah save us from all those things that will cause fear in our heart. And then he'll be deprived of the basirat of the heart. We have a sight of the eye. We're able to see. There's a spiritual eye of the heart. فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says that the physical eye is not blind, but the spiritual eye is blind. When that happens, then the person cannot see good to be good. He's blind. Like how a person physically is blind and you tell him this is a red book. He won't see it red. He is unable to see. So when the spiritual heart becomes blind, then the person cannot see any good. He will not become the friend of Allah. He won't look at the paths of hidayat. He won't go towards the roads of knowledge. And such a person is always caught up in the prison of shaitan. He's in the cell of shaitan. Shaitan has captured him. He says, shaitan has ensnared such a person. And when shaitan has caught a person, got him in his grip, what's going to happen? Now shaitan will manipulate such a person and take him further and further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then some ulama have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept an upper position and a lower position. And Allah wishes to give us an upper position. By us doing good deeds, Allah will keep us in an upper position, a place of bliss, happiness. Allah does not want us to be kept in a lower position. So Allah, in the hadith is mentioned, Allah has kept dhillat and humiliation and disgrace. And Allah lowers all those people who oppose him. Ala man khalafa amri, whoever makes mukhalafat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person will be always kept low and he won't gain highness, his position will never be elevated. There won't be raf'i darajat for him. And lastly, the person who commits sin, he persists in guna, such a person will forget himself. What is the meaning of this? Allah talks about in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. What happens is, when a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you forget Allah? You commit those things as though Allah is not existing. If you had the consciousness of Allah, Allah is watching me, then you won't do that sin. You won't have that himmah to do it. So, by committing sins, you open and you don't care, then as though you have forgotten Allah Rabbul Izzat. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Nasullaha fanasiyahum. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will also forget, meaning Allah doesn't forget, but Allah ta'ala will discard you. Allah won't even turn His gaze towards you. As though you don't exist now. Now when you need Allah's mercy, Allah turns away His merciful glance away from you. What a serious thing. So when a person has turned his gaze away from Allah, Nasullaha fanasiyahum, or the other one, faansahum anfusahum, Allah makes them forget their own reality, who they are. That we are slaves of Allah. And we are supposed to be obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if we have disobeyed Allah, then we will make tawbah, make amends. But when a person is completely brazen about his sins and he doesn't care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore, as though he has forgotten Allah, as though there's no Allah existing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him forget his reality, and he'll forget that there's an akhirat, he'll forget there's a qiyamah, he'll forget such a thing as maut, he'll forget such a thing as qabr. His life will be living a life full of maasiyat, dhunub, atham, far away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah protect us, may Allah protect us. No matter what our condition is, if we have this type of conditions we are suffering from, now is the time to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, sincere tawbah. All these conditions, these evil conditions, can be changed overnight by us making sincere tawbah. And then the moment we do sincere tawbah, we do good deeds. Ulama and mashayikh have said, if a person commits some sin, what you should do? Immediately do a good deed. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. The moment you did any bad deed, immediately after that, do some good deed. Either make wudu, read some salat, give some sadaqah, do something good immediately. Why? That good deed will wipe out that bad deed. There was one sahabi, he made a mistake. They were human beings. And some of their mistakes are mentioned so that we take an ibrat from that. Remember, radiallahu anhum radu'an. We heard on Sunday, Mullah Abdurrahim Khan sahab gave a beautiful example and explanation that their sahaba, they were pleased with Allah. Allah was pleased with them. They got the certificate. But a few blunders as human beings, see what tawbah they made after that. Unbelievable tawbah. So these 2 points I'll mention. To explain, number one, the tawbah and that incident. There was a woman who committed zina. It's a long story. Finally, when she is meted out her punishment, she was stoned to death. So the blood from her body oozed out. And one sahabi, he expressed if look at her blood spilling on us, she's a zaniya. Rasulullah immediately rebuked him, reprimanded him, scolded him. He said, she has made such a tawbah that if this tawbah has to be taken and distributed among 70 people of the people of Medina, it will suffice them in the akhirat. Allah will give them jannat if they had such tawbah. So sahaba made mistakes, but they made such a tawbah that we can't even imagine. This one particular sahabi, some woman came and she came to buy some dates, he became overwhelmed and he happened to kiss her. And the moment he kissed her, he realized, he felt, Ya Allah, I'm destroyed. He ran to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, what must I do? This will happen. I'm destroyed, I'm finished. Allah sent the verse, أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. That you mustn't read salat. By reading salat, it is hasanat, it will wipe off that bad deed. Immediately he asked, Ya Rasulullah, is it only for me or for everybody? Rasulullah said, it's not only for you, it's for all the Muslims. Doesn't mean we must take advantage of this and go do it. No. What it means that when a person does some evil, then immediately after that, do some good deed. and you'd make tawbah. If it is possible to go back to that place where you committed the deed, and of course it mustn't remind you of the past now. If it's possible to go back to that place and go on to that spot and make tawbah, then you should try and do that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes sincere tawbah, those angels who wrote that sin, recorded, Allah makes them forget about it too. Allah wipes it out of the books. And that area, that plot of piece of land where you committed that sin, that also on the day of Qiyamah will not be able to testify against you. People in the world who saw you, witnessed you doing the sin, they also will forget completely. Completely, Allah will take it out of their minds and hearts. So therefore, we turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the bayan I said, give yesterday, let us try and accumulate hasanat every day in our life. If some sayyat comes, the moment we feel this wahshat, this darkness in our heart, then we know this is now, we must immediately make tawbah istighfar. It should not continue, otherwise what's going to happen? Then the heart becomes inverted, you'll see, you'll treat sins very, very insignificant, you won't even bother, and you'll be distancing yourself away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله grant us your قرب يا الله your closeness يا الله give us توفيق of حسنات يا الله يا الله we have heard all the good things the blessings of a person who does good deeds يا الله grant us all those blessings يا الله يا الله we have heard the effects the harmful effects the consequences of sins يا الله Ya Allah, protect us from all those consequences, Ya Allah. Don't deprive us of rosy. Don't deprive us of your closeness, Ya Allah. Don't bring wahshat in our heart. Don't bring zulma in our hearts, Ya Allah. Don't make our spiritual hearts become dead, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a heart that is full of life and vigor. A heart that has a bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari gunaon ko maaf farma. Hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, laylatul qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the barakat of these nights, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept whatever ibadat we have made, my Allah. Ya Allah, and especially after the month of Ramadan, give us istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. The nood that we have accumulated, Ya Allah. First of all, Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to accept our little ibadat that we are making, the ta'at, my Allah. Despite its weaknesses and shortcomings and deficiencies, Ya Allah, to qabool farma. Ya Allah, the nood that has come out of this good deed, Ya Allah, help us to preserve this nood, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us commit any sins now. Ya Allah, with all our limbs, Ya Allah, help us to control our gazes, help us to control our hearing, my Allah, help us to control our tongue, my Allah, help us to control our limbs, my Allah, Ya Allah, protect us from all haram, my Allah, give us that himmat and courage, my Allah, to refrain from sins, my Allah, Ya Allah, if our friends are going towards haram, my Allah, give us the himmat and tawfiq to stop them, my Allah, keep us in good company, my Allah, Ya Allah, give us an attachment with your masjid, my Allah, Ya Allah, give us an attachment and bond with your Quran, with your kalam, my Allah, Ya Allah, bring us close to ulama and pious servants, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Show us a straight path, my Allah. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us die with iman. Ya Allah, make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs of this dunya, my Allah. Fulfill the needs of akhirat for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are qadi al-hajat, Ya Allah. Only you can fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different problems, my Allah. Some are so major, my Allah. Ya Allah, some that are such that, Ya Allah, it eats a person up, my Allah. Ya Allah, it seems there's no escape from this problem, my Allah. But my Allah, we have heard, we have read, Ya Allah, that there is nobody in the world, Ya Allah, besides you who can find a solution to all our problems, my Allah. You are our Allah. There is no other Allah beside you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, beseech you, my Allah, remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah, wherever they are suffering, whether it is Syria, Palestine, Yemen, my Allah, in African countries, whether it is Rohingya, Burma, wherever, my Allah, Ya Allah, tu unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, just now will be the day of Eid, my Allah. Whilst we will have such happiness, Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to give us a joyous Eid, full of bliss and happiness and afiyat and barakat. My Allah, what will be their condition, my Allah? Ya Allah, they won't be able to have a morsel of food in peace, Ya Allah. They do not know when that bomb will fall on them, my Allah. Ya Allah, masum children, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu abraham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zat, halawat of iman, istiqamat and taqwa, barakat. Give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us abundant rozi, halal, tayyib, ya Allah. Don't make us consume one morsel of haram, my Allah. Don't make us do bad deeds, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us burial in Jannah al-Baqih, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Qutr, whatever means, Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever people have requested, so many of them have requested du'as, except all the jais murads. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنُ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنَا لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. Ya Allah, make us see the end of Ramadan with ease, with afiyat, with sihat, taqwa, with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of your mercy of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. But this, even though it's not an odd night, but still we have to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Tawbah, istighfar doesn't require an odd night.